I'm headed this way.
Oh. Later.
So what do we decide?
About what?
About tonight?
Oh, look, I'll probably get, you know, hung up with the guys, maybe, you know, later. Why don't we just, you know, meet at the party?
All right.
I wouldn't want you waiting around for me all night anyway.
All right. Whatever.
Cool. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Slater's,
yes.
How's it going?
Fixing to be a lot better, man.
What time is your party tonight, man?
9:30, man.
9:30.
Okay. I'll be there, man.
Slater an alligator.
I gotta close by this afternoon for my little business, if you know what I'm talking about, so.
That's what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Oh, man, I'm fucking crazy.
Fucking now, I'm smoking a shade of 50 hours. Later.
Woodward, Bernstein.
Guess that makes you deep throat. So is this a smoked or a liquid lunch?
Hey. Smoked, right?
So, guys, are we going to play poker tonight?
Count me out. I'll probably be going to Pickford's party later, okay?
No, we
should do something like that. You know, Goodwin's off on a senior trip. We can play poker anytime.
Go to a
right?
party?
Okay. Go to a park?
Come on.
Mike.
Come on. Don't worry about it. It's under control.
I don't generally feel comfortable.
Okay. Pick us up at 8.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
It's going to be all right.
Okay, I guess we're going to the party then. Okay.
Oh, Mike.
I got to speak about this dream I had last night.
Oh, yeah? What is that?
But, You gotta promise not to tell anyone, okay?
Yeah, sure.
No, say I promise.
Jesus. I promise not to tell anyone.
Okay, thank you. Okay, there I am. You know, and I'm getting it on. You know, with what have this perfect female body.
Uh-huh.
But...
What?
I can't say.
Come on, man. You can't give a build-up like that, you know, and not deliver, right? I mean, come on, a perfect female body. It's not a bad start.
But the head of... Abraham Lincoln. I mean, the hat and the beard. Oh, well, let's not think too deeply on this one, right?
Let's not.
I gotta get some stuff from Mr. Birchfield. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Right. Sorry.
Gilligan's transistor radio mouth. Yeah, that was a good one.
Hey, what about that one where that sexy surfer guy catches huge wave and lands on the island?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Sexy surfer guy.
The mosquitoes. Do you remember that? There were rock groups.
Oh, yeah.
Marianne formed their own little... Hey, look, man, I can't go yet until Miss Wilk gets here, so why don't you go get Benny and check me out on the way back, okay?
All right.
What?
Coach gave me something to give to you.
They're really doing this.
Yeah. He wants them all back by the end of the day, too. Can you believe that one?
And everybody's signing it?
Just to get him off our backs. And the coach is just being fucking ass. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you sign it, you never think about it again. Just let it go. You're gonna make a big deal out of signing.
You're getting air from there, man. It's no good. You see this? It's gotta be tight. You're gonna have to put some gum around the base of that to get a good hit, man.
Believing that shit about Bonham's 1 hour drum solo, man. I mean, 1 hour of drums, you couldn't handle that shit on strong acid, man.
Okay. We're gonna go to the bathroom. Could you guys let Miss Wilkes know?
All right, this is totally amazing. I voluntarily agree to not indulge in any alcohol, drugs, or engage in any other illegal activity that may in any way jeopardize the years of hard work we as a team have committed to our goal of a championship season in 76.
That's bullshit. You guys are actually signing this crap?
Apparently.
Guys, what are they going to do next? Like, give you guys urine tests or something?
I just didn't know that drugs and alcohol were such a big problem that they had to resort to neo-McCarthyism.
No, I think they're just afraid some of us might be having too good a time.
It's the old age-suppressing youth thing, you know?
Neo-McCarthyism, I like that.
Oh, that's good, Tony.
And there you guys were in class trying to list all the Gilligan's Island episodes without even a hint of irony.
But
What in the hell are you talking about, girl? You weren't thinking about it, were you?
Gilligan's Island?
So it's called a male pornographic fantasy.
Oh, my.
Think about it.
You're basically alone on a deserted island with two readily available women. One, a seductive sex goddess type. The other, a healthy girl next door type with a nice butt. So guys have it all. The Madonna and the whore. Women get nothing. We get a geek, an overweight middle-aged guy, some nerdy scientific type. I mean, the professor is sexy.
Pig! Come on, man.
We're off to raise some hell. Look at that. Look at it!
Look at it. Look at it. All right, let's go kick some ass.
Hey, you guys.
Huh? Yeah,
you guys, wait up.
What?
Benny.
What?
I have a favor to ask you.
What do you need?
Take it easy on my brother this summer, okay? All of you.
Mitch Kramer?
Yeah, Mitch Kramer.
Yeah. I'm going to give him a beating. Now! Get the little kid!
Well, just don't get him more than the other guys. Any of you. Kind of little, all right?
You got our word, sis. Little brother will be okay.
Thanks. See you guys. Benny! These guys, I don't know.
You love it.
Oh, there's just a little bit of bullshit and all that, right?
Major bullshit. He's a dead man. He's fucking dead.
Shotgun!
Check it out, boys, huh? I've been waiting 3 long years for this one.
Oh, yeah.
Those junior high kids are dead meat, I promise. Beat them!
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all you freshman fucks, listen up. It's your lucky day. Usually you'll be spending your freshman summer to get your asses busted and running for your worthless little lives. But this year, because we feel so sorry for you, we're going to take it easy on you and save us all a lot of time. So if you meet here, right here, after school today, you only get one lick from each of us. But you run like cowards. Well, it's open season all summer long, boys. Oh, yeah, Mitch Kramer.
Mitchie.
We're looking for you, pal. Your ass will be purple for the day is over. Have a nice afternoon.
You better get out of town. Go spend the summer with your grandparents or something.
Hey, man. You are going to show up to our game tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm pitching. I kind of have to. How should we inscribe your tombstone?
How about bend over?
Yeah, right, pissant. Why aren't they after anybody else? They are, man. Believe me.
I know, man.
Come on, Mel. Hop on. Let's go, boy. Hey, Coach.
So tell me, any girls going to be ready to play some football this fall, huh?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, Coach. You know, I've been doing so good in English classes, you know. I figured I'd take next fall off and become a writer. What do you think about that?
Huh? Boy, you wouldn't know how to write your name if it wasn't stenciled on your locker. No, seriously, everybody. Now, don't go getting soft on me this summer. You know, you're sitting around the pool all day, chasing a muff around.
Right down!
Hell, man. My grandmother's quicker and tougher than you pansies. Of course, she's 6'3", 250. She's 4'5", 40. Hey, what's the matter with you, Floyd? Like quarterbacks don't have to do what their coaches say, is that it? Dawson, did you give him that pledge sheet?
Huh?
The pledge sheet, did you give it to him?
Yeah, coach. It's right here.
Well, Randy, if you could get that back to us by the end of the day, we'd feel a lot better about it. And you guys see that he does this, okay?
No, all right, coach. Okay,
Randy Floyd.
Oh, shit.
Before next fall, you're in need of a serious attitude adjustment, young man. You better get your priorities straight. And watch out with that other crowd you're running with. Don't think I haven't noticed. Hey! I want that piece of paper on my desk before you leave here today. Do you hear me?
Attitude adjustment.
You know what I mean?
Runs the bad crowd.
Bad people.
Watch yourself.
Yeah, well, I've got coaches and everybody else's attitude-adjusted priorities right here.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Oh, it's your Ben, you flunk?
Yeah, what a dumb shit.
Y'all ready to bust some ass? What's up, Don?
Hey.
Denny?
Hey.
Melvin? Good to see you.
Talk to you like half an hour. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey. What up? We gotta take your truck. I'm low on gas. All right?
You can take my truck.
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
Good. What are you doing?
What?
Picking up trash? What are you doing?
Man, I was just waiting for one of the idiot coaches to piss me off again.
I don't know. I think you take the whole thing a little bit too personal. I think you gotta shake it off.
Don, have you ever thought about why we play football? I mean, how many times have you gotten laid strictly because you're a football player, huh?
I don't know. A few, probably.
Few? Don, all I'm saying is that I bet we could do just as well if we were in a band or something. Now look, I gotta put in a final appearance, so...
Wait a minute. Who you got going in there?
Shh. Vicky. Come on, skip out. Let's go get Vicky right now. Come on.
Dawson?
Yeah.
Why don't you take it somewhere else? Oh, Mr. Floyd, are you gracing us with your presence today?
Might as well.
You know, Jeannie, I was thinking that maybe you and I can get together over the summer. I mean, it'll be legal. I mean, we can make things happen. I'll keep it. I'm sore. I promise I swear.
At the party tonight, I heard there's going to be a girl with knockers this big.
Bullshit.
Promise. Two handfuls.
No way.
Yes.
Uh-uh.
Gotta go get his brother's car. Let's go.
Cool, cool. Yeah.
Go talk to him.
I'm not going alone.
Mr. Payne, sir, you know, every second that you could let us out early would really increase our chances of survival.
It's like our sergeant told us before one trip into the jungle. Men, 50 of you are leaving on a mission. 25 of you ain't coming back.
Okay.
You know, the 68 Democratic Convention was probably the most bitchin' time I ever had in my life.
Hey, guys, one more thing. Hey, this summer, when you're being inundated with all this American bicentennial 4th of July brouhaha, don't forget what you're celebrating, and that's the fact that a bunch of slave-owning, aristocratic white males didn't want to pay their taxes.
Yeah!
Okay, open wide.
think?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you. Come here. You. Who are you?
Nobody. I mean, I wasn't in the track.
Are you a freshman?
Yeah.
Well, are you in or are you out?
In.
Let's go.
Freshman, tell you what, for being such brave little kids, I'm only going to give each of you 5 licks, okay? All right, grab a pole then, kid. Let's get going.
I don't think so, creep.
Mom?
Carl, get in the house.
Get in the house!
And you, get the hell off my property.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, ma'am. I was just escorting your fine young son home from school. There were some ruffians about, and I... Oh, and Mitch, Carl, we'll be seeing each other again. Oh, that's it. I fucking saw that, you little sack of shit. You two are fucking dead. You hear me? You're fucking dead. Go!
Excuse me, thank you.
I don't want any...
All right, you little freshman bitches! All right! That was pathetic! Let's try it again! That means get up, you lazy little bitches! Get up! Eric! That was horrible, you little slut girls! You little freshman slut! Get up! Get up! 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 Eric!
Now see, what's fascinating is the way not only the school, but the entire community seems to be supporting this, you know, or at least turn their heads. I mean, they apparently have permission to use the parking lot.
Right.
No parents seem to mind, you know. They're selling concessions, you know. I mean,
I know.
The seniors, we tried. We gave you all a chance, but since you little prick teases can't follow instructions, we're just going to have to try something else, won't we? Seniors? You love it. Smile. You love us.
Idiot. Will you marry me?
Don't know. What's in it for me?
Anything you want?
Anything?
Anything.
Go like this.
Come on,
you spit or swallow.
Whatever you like.
Whatever I like? I would definitely marry you.
It's so degrading.
Yes, I am.
Terrible.
Oh, boy. Aha!
Uh-huh. I just want you guys to know I feel for you now. I did it when I was a freshman, and you'll do it when you're a senior.
you do. Now fry like bacon, you little freshman piggies! Fry! Fry!
Hi.
Hi. Hello there.
I would like for you to pose. Tell me.
Oh, God.
On your knees. Will you marry me?
What am I supposed to say here?
I don't know.
What do you do for me, huh?
Anything you want.
Imagine the possibilities.
Oh, Jesus.
No, seriously, you can stand up. What's your name?
Sabrina.
I'm Tony.
Hi.
Anthony, actually.
Yeah, sorry.
This is Mike.
Hey.
We were just discussing the utter stupidity of these initiation rituals, and we're kind of wondering why someone like you would subject yourself to the losing end of it all.
What are we having, social hour over here?
Supposed to be being a bitch.
Back to the pit.
It's almost over.
So, am I mistaken? Or is there a little unspoken thing going on there with that young vixen, you stud?
Well, you know how it is.
Well, I bet she's pretty cute once you clean all the shit off her.
Yeah, I bet she is.
Okay, girlies, it's hot out here, and I'm really sick of looking at all of you. So let's get out of here.
Alright,
what are you looking at? Wipe that face off your head, bitch. Let's go! Get in the truck! Get in the truck!
You know, I mean, maybe if you ever left the poker table, you know what
maybe
I mean?
Maybe if I ever left the poker table, what about you?
Whatever. I mean, the point is, that's why we're going out tonight, you know? I mean, who knows, you might experience something a little more tangible than an Abraham Lincoln dream.
It's like a hairline fracture back there.
What's that all about? What'd you do?
I went down to pull my boy Vinny from planet.
Ow, boy.
Just give him a little feet in another
fracture. Here's to you, Ma.
That's your fucking mom.
Say, man. Fuck the coaches, man. Just do it for us, man.
Pick this thing up?
Yeah, you
hey,
know.
What are you doing?
You ain't doing shit.
Well,
you got any more details of my life you got figured out you can let me in on, Ben?
I got lots of details.
Okay.
Hey,
Ben,
what are you doing?
Hey,
how you
doing,
friend?
Oh, you didn't hear, did you?
No.
What? You didn't hear I got a shotgun pulled on my ass?
No, no way.
I swear to God.
No. Whoa. Whoa.
Hey, Miss Bickford.
Hi, guys. You here to see Kevin?
No, actually, we came here to see you.
Oh. You're glad school's out, aren't you?
Yeah, we got our report cards today.
How did you do?
Straight A's.
Both of you?
Yeah. Big trip, huh?
We're going away for the weekend.
Oh, you're taking Kev with you, huh?
No, he's staying here.
Oh, he is. Oh. Thanks.
Go on in. He's up there somewhere.
Let's get together sometime, all right?
Yeah,
that'll be fun. All right, maybe that's some fun.
Yeah.
Well, what do? I mean, for fun. Usually just hang out with the girls, you know, drive around, that kind of stuff. There's a big party tonight. It should be really great.
Ah.
So. Do you want to come?
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Cool. You think it'll be all right?
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Okay, great. Well, then we'll pick you up at about 8:30.
Okay.
Okay?
Cool.
See you then.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Sample of the goods. $15.
You spot me, 10.
Hmm?
I'll pay you like Tuesday and shit. Thank you.
Shabanga.
Who is it?
Kevin. I think you need to come out here a minute.
Oh, I'm gonna reset.
Kevin, there's someone out here who says he needs to talk to you.
What about?
Go get the door, man.
Here.
Kevin,
hey,
open
wait.
The door.
Lose it, man.
Damn. Hey, Dad.
Huh?
What's up?
Did you order some kegs of beer?
No.
Well, there's a fella in a beer truck out on the street that says you did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just a sec. Shit. That guy said he ordered a keg of beer?
Yeah, he said it was to be delivered to the Pickford residence.
This address.
This address.
That's kind of funny. Why don't I go out there and see what's going on?
Yeah, I think you better.
I'll be right back.
You guys know anything about a party here tonight?
No, sir.
No.
Hey, man. Aren't you a little bit early?
Yeah, about an hour and a half, man. See, I want to get here by early. See, if anyone's here, man, I got this little action happening tonight, man, if you know what I mean.
So I guess you got the wrong house.
Yeah, inconvenience for you. I'm sorry. Brought Mr. Pickford all together.
Hey, these things happen. Don't worry about it. Ben?
Yeah.
Were you going to have a party here tonight, son?
I don't know what that was all about.
Start unpacking. We're not going anywhere.
Frank.
Fucker.
Frank. Last guy out, okay?
Easy for your ass to say.
Hey, man, there's nothing we can do about him.
Man, I'll beat you.
How'd they all know I was gonna be here?
Hey, Kramer, quit stalling. Let's go, baby. We're waiting
hey,
for
I hope you got more than a jockstrap under the rat.
Just because you're not gonna be able to sit down for the rest of the summer, don't let it affect your concentration.
Yours. Hey, Mitch, could you do the rest of us a favor and leave through the gate in right field? That'll draw them all out of here. I mean, they're gonna get you anyway.
Get out of here.
What are you, buddy? Hey, what are you looking at? Keep your head in the game. Concentrate.
He's doing great.
Disarmed, ready to throw about 2,000 yards next fall?
Oh, I don't know. We'll see.
We're depending on you, boys. And let me tell you what, you're looking good. 13 starters coming back, 22 ladder men. Looking tough.
Yeah. Well, you folks take care.
Okay, good to see you, Randy.
Up to the Emporium. You gonna join us?
Yeah, I see you
there. You should sign my paddle later.
Right. I gotta get seconds with him.
Wait. Too slick. You next, Pink?
Sure.
All right. Say, I already got this. Yeah, all right, fuck it. You know what? I'm gonna go find your little skinny partner, Carl, and his mom. Let me tell you something. I took it easy on you, all right? Yeah, you're not smiling now, are you? You little sack of shit.
Huh? Betty, Doc. Say, man, bummer about Pippa's party, huh?
Yeah.
His old man found out. Total ripoff, man. But hey, man, you know us? We got a few Sixers. You with us?
Yeah, I gotta go home and change. I'll catch up with you, okay?
All right, man. See you later. Hey, kid, take care of that butt.
Hey, guys, hold up.
You need a ride?
Yeah. I think they left me.
Here you go, man. Yeah, there's always one senior who has to be the badass. I think O'Banion's gonna be the first senior in history to take that honors 2 years in a row.
Guy's a dick, right?
Yeah, he's kind of a joke. It's not a bad guy to have on your side, though, blocking for you.
Yeah. Did you get it bad when you were a freshman?
Shit, man. They waited for my ass after baseball practice and got me. God, it was vicious. I mean, actually, it is best to get a lot at once, you know, because after about 10 licks, your ass gets so numb, you might as well get it over with. I mean, I had some pretty cool seniors, though, you know. They'd take you out and bust the hell out of you and then go get you drunk, you know, stuff like that.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you can.
Look, since the party's not going on, me and some of the other guys will probably end up just riding around. You want us to stop by and pick you up?
What, you think that's a good idea?
Oh, yeah, sure, man, no problem. Even after you've gotten it bad, the guys who haven't got you yet will give you a few days to rest. It'd be a pretty cool move to show up and let them know it doesn't bother you that much.
Yeah, okay, cool.
See you later?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for the ride, man.
Hey, man, put some ice on it for a while. After that, it won't be anything if your beers can't take care of.
I think it's funny. I mean, why did she call me?
Hang out with her. You know it. I mean, we know they talk about us. Just tell us.
Nothing.
We don't care.
Oh, come on, nothing. That's a lie. When you do that, I know you're lying, you bitch. I know you're lying. Well, you're not going to get mad.
No,
I'm not going to get mad. I think it's a riot. I don't care what she thinks.
All right, all right.
She called you a bitch and you a slut.
Slut? She called me a slut? That bitch, I can't.
She called you a slut.
Shamar.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that bitch. I'm going to kick her ass. I can't believe that. What a bitch.
I thought you were going to get mad, man.
I'm not mad.
Look, I got a confession to make.
What do you mean a confession?
Look, you know, for like the last year or so, I've been talking about going to law school so I can be an ACLU lawyer and be in a position to help people getting fucked over and all that. Well, I was standing in line at the post office yesterday, you know, and I'm looking around, and everybody's looking really pathetic, you know what I mean? I mean, like, people are, like, a drool just sort of stay, and then, like, this guy's bending over, you can see the crack of it. It was all sorts of, like, wife beaters. And I realized I just don't want to do it, you know what I mean? I mean, it sounds good and all, but I just have to confront the fact that I really don't like the people I've been talking about helping out. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I like people, period. I mean, you guys are okay. I'm just trying to be honest about being a misanthrope.
So you're not going to go to law school? What do you want to do then?
I want to dance.
All right, let's rock and roll.
Hey, how been, man?
Hey, man, who's Carl?
You know Wooderson?
Oh. How's it going, man?
Hey. Pretty good. How's it going with you?
Say, man, you got a joint?
No, not on me, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right.
Hey, man, you still driving into Houston in the morning to get those Aerosmith tickets?
Ooh, you damn right. Evening, ladies.
Ow! Nice.
Need me to pick you up a couple?
Yeah, two.
Cool.
Hey, man, you sure I'm okay in here?
Oh, yeah, man, you'll be okay. Look, if anyone starts messing with you, just play cool.
Here comes the story of an hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but what? Champion of the world. Three bodies lying there to steady sleep. And another man named
one to go.
Rickford!
What a bit happening.
Bummer about your party, man.
What can I say? It's beyond me. Delivery guy, Brick.
And it's a grand ball. That is you.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Yeah, what's going on?
Nothing.
Not much?
Nothing at all.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you know Mitch?
Oh, yeah, I think I just heard about you.
Oh, really? What'd you hear?
I don't know, man. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I guess I'll see you guys a little later.
Okay.
Okay,
that's
see you.
Hey, man. What grade's she in?
What is she?
Trans. Yeah, we gotta hurry then.
Check this out, man. The brown purple coming on Sunday, man.
Yeah. Hey, man, I got a big surprise for you.
Come on.
I'm
making a shot. All throughout Columbus. Tight. Good.
Yeah.
Whoa. Jeez. Nice tongue. Who painted him?
Mostly Michelle.
Hey, I got an idea.
What?
A beer bus later on.
Hey, man. Pickford's got a dude we're about to burn. Are you with us?
Think about it. Yeah.
You cool, man?
I'm like, how?
Okay.
Hey, man, wait up.
He was just asking if you get high.
Yeah, like smoke pot?
Yeah.
I never had before, but you know.
Where are you going?
Mike, Mike.
Where are you going?
Sorry, you. No, just.
Sorry. No.
Crank it up.
Oh, Siobhan still thinks she's mad at me. Why don't we get a little something going right here?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know. There may be a beer bus later on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. Guess we'll see you around.
All right, check you later.
Bye.
Wait, now, why are you always such a dork, man?
What are you talking about?
Check you later. Check you later.
Hey, man, you're off my case.
Oh, man. Chicks don't want to hear that shit.
Well, they don't want to hear anything, man. The girls, man, in our classes, they're all prudes, man. They're worthless little bitches, man.
Oh, my God.
It's the girls ahead of us, man. They were wild. Our class is just worthless,
well,
man.
Maybe you've just never gotten past the sniff and bud stage. That's what that sounds like
hey,
to
man,
me.
Hey, man, it's quality, not quantity, all right, man? And wait till I get to college, man. I can't wait to get to college.
Yeah, when I get to college, all I'm going to do is bang, 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 bang.
Hirschfelder, let's go. Come on.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get out of here.
Let's go.
Come on, man. It's time to leave.
I'll be right back.
Hey, you boys leave. You can't come back.
Oh, gee. You hear that? If we leave, we can't come back.
Oh, no. What should we do?
What the hell are we doing? I was getting there. Man, I had my hand up for his shirt.
Oh,
you were getting there? You hear that? He was getting there. Son, you wouldn't know what to do with it even if you had gotten there, so don't worry about it.
Just because you guys are striking out.
Grow up, boy. That was our last junior high party.
That's right. We're in the big time now. We're freshmen. Or all the girls will be putting out. Your days of lying around and pulling tongue all night are over.
Yeah, right.
Bra?
Terry stuffed her bra?
You didn't know those were socks?
Yeah, they looked real to me.
it to, boy, huh? We ain't gonna hurt you much. Pull on that fence there, all right? And just squeal like a pig. Whee! Whee! You ready to switch it?
Oh, yeah. I'm first.
Jeez. Bastards.
You guys, take it easy on the kid, would you?
Ladies.
Hey, who is that kid?
What, that kid there? Some kid we saw running around that shouldn't have been by the rec center.
Hey, can we have some of those beers?
For these?
Yeah.
What?
Just give me a beer.
Get out of here, I said.
Yeah?
Catch.
Huh?
Huh? Cubs! Catch!
Good!
Get out of here!
What are you wasting a beer on him for?
What?
Son of a deal.
Give
man,
me a beer!
This fucking sucks, alright? Last fucking day of school, no fucking party, no fucking.
Just waste another fucking.
Shut up!
Hey?
So, which one of your friends bought you the beer this time?
Hey, fucker, I did!
Yeah, bite me!
You wish, asshole!
Fuck you!
Why are you guys such pigs?
What?
Get out of here. We're out of here.
Let me tell you what Melba's Toast is packing right here, all right? We got 411 Posi Track out back, 750 Double Pumper, Edelbrock Intake, scored over 30, 11-1 pop-up pistons, turbojet, 390 horsepower. We're talking some fucking muscle.
Hey, man, I know you got this thing out of a comic book. I saw the ad, 295. It was right next to the C-Motors, man. You see that over there? That's white light. See the shoes on that thing? You gotta get some tires. Some DePete cutters, man.
Something else.
Yeah, like what?
I'm bored.
You
always
do. Where do you want to go?
Then you're blind.
Hey. Hey. Do you hear anything more about a beer bus?
Talk to this man right here.
Patience, darling. Patience.
Hey. What are you doing here? I was just about to ask you the same question. Where'd you get busted?
Yeah.
We just got her stolen too.
Really?
Yeah.
Like how bad?
Bad.
Was it O'Banion?
The meth mom?
Yeah.
God, I hate that shit.
I know.
So, what have you guys been doing?
I don't know. Driving around mostly. I didn't know that Jody was your big sister.
Hey, I hear my name over here. You guys talking about me?
Yeah.
Hey, kiddo. Heard they got you pretty bad. And I asked them to take it easy on you. I can't believe they did that. Man, God, no wonder.
So where'd they find her?
I don't know. Walking out of the rec center, I think.
Hey.
What are you guys been doing?
Hi. Ow.
Face it, you got busted because you couldn't get away. You try and outrun O'Bannon and those guys. I'm gonna be laughing my ass off when it's your turn, when they're busting your ass.
Oh, man. Heard last year, they caught about 10 freshmen at once. O'Banion backed his truck over some pizzas and made him eat it, man.
I mean, that's bullshit, right? Idiot flunks his senior year so he can be a dick 2 years in a row? Is that legal?
Damn you, Carl!
Let me out.
Hey, Slater, you fucking hippie! Give me drugs, man!
Get some from your mother, man.
Yeah, we just bagged your mother.
Okay, fuck you, dickhead.
God, man of the woods, what's going on? God, I haven't seen you so long.
My man, what is that? Long time, no see.
That's right.
What have you been up to?
Same old shit, man.
Yeah?
Working for the city.
Working man, huh?
Been thinking about getting back in school, though, man.
back in JC or something like that?
Yeah, man. I mean, that's where all the girls are, right?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, man, I just soon keep working. Keep a little change in my pocket.
Yeah, wait.
Rather than spend my time listening to some dipshit who doesn't know what the hell he's talking about anyway.
I know what you're talking about.
So you're a freshman, right?
Yeah.
So tell me, man, how's this year's crop of freshman chicks looking?
Woods, you're gonna end up in jail sometime really soon. I know that. Fact.
No, man. Yeah. No, man, I'll tell you. Yeah. That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
You guys want to go for a spin?
Yeah.
Shotgun. Woods.
I'm here, man.
You gonna come along?
Yeah. Why not?
You boys have fun, man.
Listen, I'm gonna give you shotgun, but I want you to know it's because only because I'm going inside. So keep that in mind.
Hey, man, whose bowling ball is this?
It's yours, man.
Later.
Hey, hey man, what's happening?
Little foosball?
Yeah.
All right.
That's all I ever do. I just need the freshmen to look up.
I don't want to get in trouble. Do you, Randall Pink?
I don't know about this, Don.
Come on.
Better be careful, Junior. Sunflower seeds. Zigzag!
Zigzag.
Hey, man. I'm not too sure about this.
Shh. Okay, I'm really going to pay for it. I'm just messing around with him, okay?
Shoot the shit out of you.
Don, keep the beer back, man.
I paid for the beer, man.
Busted my mailbox, didn't you? Look me in the eye, punk!
I don't know what you're talking about, sir, but I suggest that you...
You busted it, didn't you? Tampering with mailboxes is a felony offense. Now, I done called the police. think you boys ought to get out of the car.
Just go, man.
Nice and slow.
Go, man!
Fairly uneventful, huh?
Which one of you had the theory about how President Ford's old football head injuries is affecting the economy?
Did you know Ford was on the Warren Commission?
Who cares? He's out of there this fall. Look, we need some alcohol.
That's a thought.
Why don't you run to the Centennial over there and pick me up a sixer this time? Think you do that? Thanks, man.
Good luck.
I'm just saying, if we're going to go out, we're going to drive around, we should just do something. Oh.
Yeah, you know, you're right, man. I'm just going to, you know, get drunk, maybe get laid, or get in a fight.
I'm serious, man. We should be up for anything.
I know, we are. But what? I mean, God, don't you ever feel like everything we do and everything we've been taught is just to service the future?
Yeah, I know. It's like it's all preparation.
Right, but what are we preparing ourselves for?
Death.
Life of the party.
It's true.
You know, but that's valid. Because if we're all going to die anyway, shouldn't we be enjoying ourselves now? You know, I'd like to quit thinking of the present, like right now, as some minor, insignificant preamble to something else.
Exactly, man. That's what everybody in this car needs. It's some good old, worthwhile, visceral experience.
Remember to eat a green thing every day and have lots of calcium. It's very important for young mothers to have lots of calcium. There you are. See you tomorrow night.
Bye.
How are you this evening?
Pretty good. How's it going?
Be going a lot better when I get off in a couple of hours.
Yeah, I hear that.
You're 18, right?
Oh, yeah. Just graduated.
Graduated. Congratulations. So, you off to college in the fall?
You know, I'm still not sure. I'm working right now for the city. Thinking of holding on to the job for a while, because it's like, you know, it's money in my pocket.
I hear that. Here's some more money for your pocket. You have a nice night tonight.
Okay, thanks. Hey, take it easy.
Hey, Mitch.
Hey, there you guys are.
Hey, man, what's in the bag?
Ah, sixer. You owe me one, man.
Yeah, they busted the hell out of Hirschfelder, too.
Yeah, I heard.
Hey, man, you over at the Emporium?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, is that bastard O'Bannon over there?
Yes. I hate that jerk. Do you guys want to get him back?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where's she, man? Face like. Oh, yeah. You got it.
Woo. Answer changed.
I don't worry about it, man. It's a beer for my partner.
Sir.
Want a beer?
Yeah.
All right.
Guys, party at the Moon Tower.
Oh,
beautiful idea. Right. You and Benny pick up the first keg. I'm going to collect for the rest. Spread the word, man. Nashville, party at the Moon Tower.
Hey, good game, man. You too.
Y'all are an embarrassment to the sport of pool, and you should be proud that I even let you play at my table.
You are the worst pool player I've ever seen in my life. If you keep watching me, you might learn something. Shit, you got so many balls on the table, I'm going to have to start knocking your balls in to get them out of my way.
Okay.
Go in the pocket.
Gosh,
you are terrible. Okay, homo, I hope you are ready to face the agonizing, bitter humiliation. Oh!
Also, did you hear they're busting Carl Burnett out back?
Whoa, whoa, what did you say?
About what?
Carl Burnett, what about him?
I just heard he's getting busted, I don't know.
Benny, they got Burnett back, let's go.
Carl Burnett?
Yeah, they got him.
Outside?
Yeah, let's go, let's go.
Give me 2-3 minutes and we finish this.
All right, fine, get me out, let's go.
Hey, you hold him for me.
Hey, man.
And Julichek loves you. Oh, yeah. You want him? Gotta play it cool, you know. Can't let her know how much you like her, because if she knows, she'll dump you like that. Believe me. Like, if she asks you to ride out there with her, you don't do it. You say something like, nah, I got my own ride, but maybe I'll see you later. Sounds stupid, doesn't it? It works.
We got another one, huh, fellas? Whoa, 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 guys. You wouldn't mind if I went first there, would you? Is that all right? It's kind of a personal thing between me and this little piece of shit here. So, we meet again, huh? Y'all, here's this little motherfucker's mom pulled a shotgun on me this afternoon. Fucking bitch. You haven't had any licks yet, have you? Hmm?
No.
Woo! Another cherry, boys. Now get the fuck off the wall. You know something? You have to be the dumbest wretched, skinny little cocksucking son of a bitch. You knew I was gonna find you. I would like to dedicate this first lick to your mother. Fuck her. Not yet. Oh, it's getting warmer. What the fuck?
Remember me, you pig?
Through the halls of karma.
Jesus, Steve, what the little fuck? Get away! What's the matter with you? It's fucking pitiful! Fuck. Fresh shit is. What the fuck are you looking at? Huh? Kick your fucking ass right now. What are you smiling at, freshman faggot? Fuck you. Fuck all of you. Fuck you. Damn it.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I swear to God, I'd never come to a top notch, and here I am sorting through jalapeno burgers and soggy fries. Here, take them.
All right. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Cool. You heard about the party being busted, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not to worry. There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. It's out at the Moon Tower. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be there.
Okay.
Say you need a ride?
No, I got my own car. Thanks.
Yeah, well, listen, you ought to ditch the two geeks you're in the car with now and get in with us, but that's all right. We'll worry about that later. I will see you there. All right?
Bye.
I love those redheads, man.
I know you. We had geography together, remember?
Oh, God. Dick.
It was so creepy.
Ugh. Why are you smiling?
I thought he was cute.
Oh, that's this.
You thought he was cute?
Do you realize when he graduated, we were like 3 years old?
Oh, Cynthia, what are you thinking?
Ugh.
I don't know.
Ugh.
So are we going to still go?
Yeah, what the hell?
I guess.
Give me more than I need and get hot. You drive a wild, wild truck.
Man, someone's fucking some repo.
Hey, man. Hey, Selena.
Yeah, what?
What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
What'd you just say?
When?
Just now, man, when you walked past. What'd you say?
About what?
You said someone's toking some reefer.
No, I may have said something about smelling some pot. No, it's just an observation.
Oh, an observation, huh? Well, who the hell are you, man? Isaac fucking Newton? Well, guess what, genius? I'm the one smoking marijuana, motherfucker. You got a problem with that?
No, of course not.
Well, why'd you say that, chief? Come on, man. Don't let your mouth write a check your butt can't cash. So I'm blazing with my friend, so I'm a fucking pothead, man. What's it to you, huh? Huh? What's the matter, pussy? Out of observations? Why don't you observe while I punch your teeth down your fucking throat? Come on, dude.
Relax. Relax. He's cool, man. Relax.
Hey, I'll be watching you, Newton. I only came here to do two things, man. Kick some ass and drink some beer. Looks like we're almost out of beer.
You okay, man?
Yeah.
Why's it called the Moon Tower, anyway?
I guess they just decided to put it up out here whenever they were building the power plant. Actually, it's a good idea. I mean, you got a full moon out here every day of the year, you know?
Yeah, but nothing's ever been repaired, so this whole place can fall down at any time. See, you better watch your step, Junior.
Whoa!
This place used to be off limits, man, because some drunk freshman fell off. He went right down the middle, smacking his head on every beam, man.
I hear it doesn't hurt after the first couple, though.
Autopsy said he had one beer, man. How many did you have?
Four.
You're dead, man. You're so dead. Look at the blood stains right there.
Shut up.
I'm gonna get that guy.
What guy?
The asshole on the way in, Clint. That super dominant male in a 50s greaser uniform.
I wouldn't suggest that, Mike.
Look, man, I got it all planned out. Most fights at places like this never get past a punch or two before they're broken off. You know what I'm saying? There's almost natural instinct not to upset the herd. So all I gotta do is get in one good punch, play defense, and wait.
What? What are you talking about?
I guess at first I was relieved to get out of the situation, you know, but now there's this level of humiliation setting in that I can tell is gonna be with me for fucking ever. And I'm just not gonna let this be yet another situation which contributes to me being a little ineffectual nothing the rest of my life, you know?
Would you look at this fucking town, man? It's dead.
Imagine how many people out there right now are fucking, man.
Step inside my head to get...
Just going at it.
Hey.
Hey.
Remember me?
Sure, you're Sabrina, right?
Right.
How you doing?
Okay, how's it going?
What brings you here?
Oh, just hanging out.
You having fun?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, does your offer from this afternoon still stand?
What am I supposed to say? Anything you want. Why'd we even come here? I always feel a little out of place with these things, you know?
You're telling me, you know, I'm being stalked by a Nazi.
Is that a little bit of reefer I smell on you, boy? Coach is right, you're running with that bad crowd again. You got an attitude adjustment you got to make right now. You got a lot of priorities.
Like I'm the only athlete at this little party. Look at you two frogs.
Coach is right, though. I mean, those guys don't care if we win or lose, bro. Just remember that.
Check this out. Watch this. Buzz the
F.
Why should I get this beer? Watch.
Oh, no. It's the car. Look.
So easy.
Oh, shit.
He needs another drink. Really? Yeah. Bad.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must have used the wrong car. Head's in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. in a wrong time. My head is in a bad
place. Hey, Mitch.
Hey.
How's it going?
I've been running, trying to keep hung up in my mind.
Oh, man.
So, I just wanted to talk, you know, about you quitting football. Or is it just this pledge? You're not assigned a pledge, right? That's what it is.
I don't know, man. Maybe I'm not into any of it anymore.
Not into any of it anymore. Yeah. Maybe the biggest mistake of your life, Pink. No one quits senior year, pal. Especially if you're starting quarterback. I mean, we got a shot at state. Kick some butt this year. It's what we've been working for all of our lives, man. Me and you, Benny, we're gonna be champions together.
Look, man, all I'm saying is that if I do play next year, it's gonna be on my terms, not theirs.
You just remember one thing, Pink. It ain't just about you, pal. It's about us, you know, me, Donnie, Mel. You be fucking us over. Or maybe you're just fucking scared, huh? Have a nice night.
You guys know what that song's about? It's about aliens. We're the aliens, man. We're the savages.
Wait, man, that song's about that.
Yeah, man, that song's about that.
About aliens?
Yeah, man, you didn't know that? This country is founded. It was founded by people who were into aliens, man. George Washington, man, he was in a cult. And the cult was in the aliens, man. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, man, they were way into that type of stuff.
It's like the every other decade theory, you know? The 50s were boring. The 60s rocked. The 70s, oh my God, they obviously sucked. Right? Come on. Maybe the 80s will be radical. You know, I figure we'll be in our 20s, and hey, it can't get any worse. Here I come again now.
Wait a minute. Who, put the keg way out here in the woods?
Oh, I don't know.
Uh-uh.
It's just where they told me it would be.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think we need beer anyway.
George Toad Weed.
Absolutely George Toad Weed. Are you kidding me, man? He grew fields of that stuff, man. That's what I'm talking about. Fields.
He grew that shit up in Mount Vernon, man.
Mount Vernon, man. He grew it all over the country, man. He had people growing it all over the country, you know? The whole country back then was getting hot. Let me tell you, man. Because he knew. He was onto something, man. He knew that it would be a good cash crop for the southern states, man. And so he grew fields of it, man. But you know what? Behind every good man, there's a woman, and that woman was Martha Washington, man. And every day George would come home, she'd have a big fat bowl waiting for him, man, when he'd come in the door, man. She was a hip lady, man.
Wait.
What?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Don't you have a girlfriend?
What girlfriend?
What's your name? Simone.
And she was real cool, too. She'd harvest the crops, man. That's what I'm talking about. She'd put in the bushels and stuff and sell it, you know, because they had to, you know, make ends meet and stuff. I mean, did you ever look at a dollar bill, man? There's some spooky stuff going on a dollar bill, man.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's green, too.
Later.
See ya.
Cool.
Wait, what was that all about?
What are you doing, Bachelor again?
Exactly what you think Clowns what she was doing. Look at him.
Look at your boy. Look at your boy.
Kramer! Yeah, you, yeah. Freshman, right here. Come on.
Right here, buddy. No, he's waving. What does this wave say?
Freshman, over here, right
over
now.
Here.
Come on.
Now.
Come on.
I should go. I guess you probably should.
Shit, I'll be back. Like a real Casanova.
Yeah.
To make
this is blue shit.
Right,
you grin,
right.
Okay.
It's
not bad for a little freshman, but you better watch out for the mold to grow.
Hey, come on. We just want to know something, okay? Are you going to be fucking that later? Or are you going to be a little wimp, huh?
And you know I haven't already.
Oh, yeah, good boy. Get out of here. I think it's past your bedtime. Run along.
Why don't you go get a ride with her? Say we left you. It'll work. Go.
Hey, Kramer.
Show it. Go.
Go, boy.
Air raid freshman.
What?
Air raid freshman.
Oh, come on, darling. Leave
No, Tony. This is between me and her, and she better be on the ground in 5 seconds.
Wait, she doesn't have to air raid because she's with me, okay?
Air raid or giraffe.
Don't do it, Sabrina.
Oh, that's it. And it's hot stuff. I'm going to make the next year of your life a living hell. Lick me! All of you!
Good for you.
Don't air raid for that bitch. I hate that shit. It's like that Clint fucker in front of all his friends. Huh? A motherfucker.
All right. Okay, Mike.
Dominant male monkey motherfucker.
God. I never met a terror before. You're my first.
He did it. I can't believe it.
Fucking knew I should have kicked your ass. Come on. Come on, hold shot.
Shut up, crazy bastard.
Like this, fucker.
Come on.
You go.
Come on, man. You want some more, you fucking bitch. Come on.
Brother? Is that a beer in your hand?
Well, I guess it is.
Have you had more than one of those tonight?
Well, a few, I guess. Nobody's counting.
Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Hi.
Guess I might as well just get used to you being at the same social functions as me, huh? And hanging out with people I know. Hey, what time are you supposed to be home, anyway?
Oh, geez, I don't know. A couple hours ago.
That's bullshit. That's major bullshit. Do you know Mom barely even let me out of the house when I was your age?
Oh.
Hey, don't think for a minute she's not going to be waiting up for you when you get home, because she will be. I've been through it.
Yeah, well.
And she's tough.
Shh. Just don't ask her to take it easy on me, please.
What's that supposed to mean? Take it easy on us? Let's go smoke that joint. He's in for a surprise.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Mel.
Hey, man. No worries.
Okay.
Take care.
All right.
Listen, pick you up tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay. Hey. Aerosmith. 3 weeks. Front row seats, babe.
All right. I won't forget.
So, who's buying breakfast?
Me.
I will, I guess.
Great. You coming along?
Sure.
Night, John boy.
Good night. Night.
I'll leave. What a bad.
Man, what's happening?
Cynthia, man. I like it, man. Very nice.
Yeah, red's a good color for you.
My favorite color.
Have you seen Jody around?
Man, she left your ass.
Really? Well, you win some, you lose some.
What about me?
Hey, Slater, look at me, man.
What's going on?
Guys, what's going on?
Nothing.
What time is Let's go smoke a joint, man. On the 50 fucking yard line and honor your daddy codes coming. We're there.
Great idea.
Yeah, man, with the plan.
Okay.
Hey, man. Yeah, dude, man. Just pull off.
Hey.
Joint subcommittee meeting on the 50 yard line at 15. You there?
Okay. Don, y'all ride with me, man. Let's hit it.
This is cash, man.
It's in there, man.
It's cash. You can ride with us, man, but you're riding in the back because I got a shot.
Yeah.
Don't you quit! You want to hit him?
What up and what? Is that a rubber band or a red arm? Jesus, son, you're wearing rebel gray.
The breakdown. Breakdown.
I'm sorry. Coach.
I won't show him like stink on shit. I say stink on shit.
Breakdown, boy. Breakdown. You don't deserve to wear that rebel gray, boy. You don't deserve to wear it. You won't hit him. You won't hit him. OTS. Only the strong survive.
Only the strong survive.
Only the strong survive.
Only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. And where's your pitch man? Hit your goddamn pitch man. Pitch man.
Hit that right. He's falling in.
Hell, my grandmother can hit harder than that.
What the fuck, man?
Corey's 8'4", 652 pound hairy ass gorilla, drives a Mack truck and runs the 40 at 7.2.
Yeah, she's gotten bigger lately, man. She was only 6'2", 195 in my day. Still driving that Mack truck, though.
Hey, Pete, you got my papers, man?
Yeah, there's some in my glove compartment.
I got them. Hit me on a slant. Give me keys to an inside.
Good. Down! Marijuana on one. Reefer on two.
Wide open.
That's pretty good, ain't it?
Yeah.
It could be like a little, I don't know, maybe perhaps a little more symmetrical or something. I don't know. It's a little,
but,
ow! Yes. It's a bruise.
Okay.
I don't know. Let me ask you something. I got some pretty good ones in there. I mean, it's not like you wouldn't say I got my ass kicked, right?
Oh, no. You know, I don't know, after a couple of years, people won't even remember, really, won or lost.
Yeah, no, it's so, you're right, because it's like, I read about, like, a Jackson Pollock or Ernest Hemingway, you read about those guys, you never read about who won or lost, just they got into a brawl.
Exactly. Well, thanks for the ride and breakfast and everything.
No problem.
Sure is nice to pile on some old pancakes and syrup after a night of beer drinking, isn't it? Good night.
Good night.
Hope you're not grounded or anything.
Thanks.
it's not to indulge in any alcohol, drugs, sex after 12, or any other illegal activity.
Right, not my shadow.
Spider, baby. Found that in your glove compartment, man.
You know you're the third person who's given me this today? God.
But what do you reckon you're gonna do?
I don't know, man. I'll probably end up signing it. I just don't want to give in so easy.
Man, it's the same bullshit they tried to pull in my day. You know, if it ain't that piece of paper, some other choice they're going to try and make for you. You got to do what Randall Pink Floyd wants to do, man. And let me tell you this. The older you do get, the more rules are going to try to get you to follow. You just got to keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
Man, if you're going to sign that paper, man, you should throw a little grass right in the middle, man. Roll it up.
Yeah.
Sign the joint, man. That's going to tell them.
That's what I'll do.
Yeah. Assholes.
Yeah, so what? They're all a bunch of assholes. But you got to think about it. We've had a lot of really good times right here, Pink.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Pink. I can't believe this. You act like you're so oppressed. Man, you guys are kings of the skull. You get away with whatever you want. What are you bitching about?
Well, look, I mean, all I'm saying is that if I ever start referring to these as the best years of my life, remind me to kill myself.
Well, all I'm saying is I just want to look back and say that I did it the best I could while I was stuck in this place. Had as much fun as I could when I was stuck in this place. Played as hard as I could when I was stuck in this place. Dogged as many chicks as I could when I was stuck in this place.
Yeah, right. Premature ejaculation.
Okay. Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's good.
What the hell?
No. Hey, all of you, get over here.
Hey, man, this is a pot.
Is it illegal to be in the pot?
I got some more just so I can bag it on the
way. Just
to go
there.
What do we do?
You got any Visine? Man, I can't believe this.
Man, old Richard Raff. How you doing, Dick?
Well, well, well. Couple of football players. Wonder what coach is gonna think of all this. Line up. Wooderson.
Sleepy.
Reliving old glories on the football field. Get through there.
You shouldn't still be mad because I got all this when you didn't. 3 days of summer, the Desmond's a girl. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work.
Floyd, Dawson, get your scrawny butts over here.
Morning, Coach.
So what the hell's going on? Why am I getting wake-up calls from the cops?
Oh, there was nothing. They just left just now.
False alarm, Coach. Come here, Randy. Come here.
You been out with those losers all night?
Hey, Coach Conrad. Remember me? Second period, gym class?
That's the kind of people I was telling you about. Trouble like this means nothing to that bunch of clowns. You're the one with something to lose.
Now, Coach, you don't even know them.
Randy.
How can you even pretend to talk that way, huh?
Okay, Randy. I shouldn't do this, but I'm willing to wipe the slate clean and forget about all of this. I want you to finally get your priorities straightened out, quit hanging out with that bunch of hoodlums, and sign your commitment to your team. Have you done that yet?
Still thinking about it.
No one's paying you to think about it. Just do it, son.
You know, Coach, I gotta get going. Me and my loser friends, you know, we gotta go get Aerosmith tickets. Top priority of the summer. Oh, Coach, I forgot. I might play ball. But I will never sign that.
That's rock and roll. All right, man. Living. Shit, I'm getting my third win. Let's get on the road.
Let's go. Are you going to come?
No,
shotgun.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'll
talk to you later.
You guys not going?
Yeah, can I use your keys?
Time to boogie on out of here.
Hey.
Let's do it.
So that's that, huh? Sorry.
Say.
I never get shotgun.
Hi, Mom.
Okay, Mitchell. This is your one get-out-of-jail-free card. So I hope you enjoyed it. Your sister told me everything, so I've decided to make this deal with you. I'm going to be open-minded about it this time, but next time you come in at sunrise, we've got problems. And, who's this older girl who gave you a ride?
She's just like...
Have you been drinking?
No.
Are you drunk?